rest of the story. In the town of Skopje, there was no greater friend to the poor than Drana. The needy, for miles around, knew her house, knew that all were welcome, and none ever left empty-handed. To Drana, the underprivileged were not a class of people. They were individuals with individual wants, individual heartaches, individual physical frailties. There was one elderly woman who had been abandoned by her son. Drana often brought food to her and cleaned her house. There was an alcoholic woman who was covered with sores and was very ill. Drana came to her pitiful dwelling, looked after her, even bathed her twice a day. Yet another woman in town, a widow struggling to rear six children, was visited regularly by Drana, and when the woman fell ill and died, the orphaned little ones were welcomed into Drana's home as members of the family. Giving to the poor, Drana was certain, was giving to God. But the rest of the story is that Drana, who so embraced the needy members of her community, was herself dirt poor, a widow with children of her own to rear. Even more ironically, Drana had had it all. She had been a wealthy woman with a prestigious husband and two beautiful homes. Their children had been brought up in affluence and emotional security. Their family was admired by everyone in their Serbian hometown. Drana's husband was also a generous man who frequently distributed food to the hungry and money to the penniless, always inobtrusively. But when he died, his family lost everything. And suddenly the burden of feeding and clothing and educating the children, all of it fell on the slender shoulders of his wife, Drana. To earn money, she took up sewing and embroidery, made festival costumes and fine clothing and even elaborate wedding gowns. But it was not enough that her own little family got by, for Drana remained determined, as her late husband had been, that no one suffering hardship should ever be turned away from her door. And this crushing challenge, Drana accepted. And she accepted it utterly cheerfully. Almost daily, Drana's children would come home. They would find strangers at their table eating their food. And if ever one of the young ones would ask, who were they? Drana's smiling reply was always the same. She would casually say, they are our people. Never make a show of doing good, Drana told her children. Never make a show of doing good. Do it, she would say, as though you were tossing a pebble into the sea. And the children listened and they understood. And they never forgot. One of the children in particular, little Agnes. For it was little Agnes who became the living legacy of that saintly parent, who learned so well the joy of selfless giving that one day she would spread that joy throughout the entire world. And I hope that at this moment and henceforth, whenever you think of Drana's daughter, little Agnes, who would choose for herself another name which has since become synonymous with love, I hope you will recall her inspiring childhood. I hope you will recall the brave and generous and completely anonymous woman named Drana, whose exemplary life we hereby honor as the mother of Mother Teresa. Now, you know the rest of the story.